Welcome to episode 1847 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you back to our series we're exploring this week, which is all about stress relief. We will be exploring the theme of stress relief all month long, and in each week's series, I'll break down stress relief into its major components. This week begins with the top reason for stress in most people's lives, and that has to do with relationship stress. This could be relationship stress with a loved one or with a coworker, a sibling, a child, a neighbor, a friend, maybe someone who sits across from you when you commute. Whatever kind of relationship stress you may be experiencing, know that there are simple meditation techniques you can do to help you manage stress in your relationships. So whether or not you might be experiencing some big major blowout in a particular relationship, or just the regular ups and downs of any relationship, in today's episode, you will be guided to use a mudra meditation technique called the Surya Ravi Mudra. And mudras are ways you position your hands and fingers to correspond with a particular part of your brain. So this Surya Mudra helps to give you willpower for self-control when you start to notice tensions running high. And this is a technique that will help you to feel motivated to control your emotions, even when you may feel justified for anger or hurt feelings in a particular relationship. It can be so easy to hang on to these grudges, and as a result, the relationship can be permanently damaged. So with this technique today, and some insight that I'll share with you from the book we've been following along with this week called The High Conflict Couple, a dialectical behavior therapy guide to finding peace, intimacy, and validation by Alan E. Frazetti. And this book has to do with techniques to help you in relationships with loved ones, especially more intimate relationships. But the techniques I'll be sharing with you from the book can be applied to any kind of relationship. So I want to share with you about how to stop making things worse when you notice tensions running high in a relationship. And this is from page 29 of the book. It is from the chapter called Get Committed to Being Effective. The first step toward self-control is commitment. By definition, when you are out of control, throwing the proverbial fuel on the fire, you are not using logic or any other helpful process enough. Commitment means practicing alternative reactions ahead of time until they become automatic. Then, as you start to become out of control, this new automatic behavior appears. In a way, commitment gives you self-control. And if you think about this, if you wanted to run a marathon, this is the example given in the book, and I'll elaborate on it now as you get ready to meditate and apply this to your own life and your own relationships. you wouldn't go out and just run the marathon and expect to finish it. The same goes for trying to deal with relationship stress. If relationship stress is considered to be the most prevalent stress in people's lives, it is one of the main topics people write to me about and send me messages about and request themes about, then why would you not practice and train for those times when you are experiencing some of your most intense stress? In fact, relationship stress is thought to harm your health, especially your heart health. Now, heart attack is the number one killer of men and women in the United States, and it is one of the top diseases, heart disease, worldwide in many countries. So if emotions impact heart health, then think about what you're doing for your health when you focus on managing how you respond to stress in these relationships, in any relationship really. It's always best to plan for an emergency before it happens. And this goes for your stress as well. So you can come up with a stress safety plan in regard to your relationships. And that's what I want to guide you through today. And you can take this into your own meditation as you sit down to meditate and go a little more deeply into applying this technique. Now, I'll tell you how to do the mudra, but I also want to mention, as I always do, that you can go a little more deeply into any topic that I share each week on the Sip and Om meditation app, because there I share a half-hour daily guided meditation, and you can try the app risk-free for 2 weeks free access to the full app when you subscribe to the app. You can cancel your subscription at any point during that 2 weeks. So this is a way for you to explore a theme a little more deeply. So the Sip and Om meditation app, 2 weeks free access. If it sounds like I'm in the Amazon rainforest, it's because I'm recording this meditation for you outside in my backyard, which backs up to a nature reserve. And it is summer as I record this in Florida, and the nature all around me is pretty active. It's getting to be late afternoon as I record this. So as you get ready to meditate, try doing the Surya Ravi Mudra. This is a mudra that helps you to maintain your determination and self-control when you're feeling tense and stressed in a relationship. You simply tap your thumb tip to the fingertip of your ring finger. Your other fingers are held outward, and that's it. So with your palms upward, again, tap your thumb tip to the tip of your ring finger, doing this with both hands. You can rest your hands on your knees or on your lap and hold this mudra for however long you feel comfortable doing so. So as you settle yourself down, bring to mind the relationship you're focusing on this week. And think about your most recent interaction in that relationship. Even if it was years ago, maybe you're trying to lay to rest stress from a relationship from many years ago. Visualize yourself interacting the last time you met this person, and think about what you did that wasn't helpful in the relationship. It could have even fueled the fire to any kind of stress. Bring that to mind. No judgments. Notice how you were standing, maybe your body language, the tone of your voice, where you were. Visualize the other person, their body language, their tone of voice. And think about if the end goal was to hurt each other. Maybe that was the end result, but was the goal of the interaction truly to harm each other? Was it maybe to express hurt or pain? Maybe you felt disempowered. Maybe the other person made you feel disempowered in some way. What was it about the interaction that made you feel unsafe? As you visualize the stress and tense interaction in the relationship, do a redo in your mind, visualizing yourself successfully interacting with the person and reaching the goal you both have for the relationship. Visualize this as you continue to sit in meditation. At some point, break away and sit in stillness, immersing yourself, allowing yourself simply to be. You are so worth slowing down for.